Good morning, friends. This is Brother Ephraim on the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We're glad that we can share with you, and we're glad that you're motivated to call in, and I hope and pray that you can be encouraged. This morning, I would like to look at Matthew chapter 4, the first part, where Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. I find this portion of Scripture very inspirational, very encouraging. I don't know what you're going through. You may be going through some sort of real spiritual battle. We're all in a war. We're in a spiritual war in this life. And to fight a warfare, we must have the right tools. We must have the right armor and things to overtake the enemy with. I'll leave that for a bit. Let me read verses 1 down through 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a-hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It's very interesting how Jesus had just been baptized by John, and he had that voice from heaven, that confirmation, the voice that spoke, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Just prior to that, the Spirit of God descended from heaven like a dove and lighted upon him. What a confirmation, what a experience, what a milestone in his life. But right after that, Jesus was led of the Spirit. And of that Spirit that just had come down from heaven, he was led into the wilderness. Of all places, into the wilderness. You would think now he would be ready to go into ministry. Now that he was baptized, he had the Spirit of God, he had that voice from heaven confirming his sonship. And instead of going into Jerusalem or some place to minister, he was led into the wilderness. Not only that, he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Isn't there something there to learn for us? So many times when we come through a revival or come through an experience that we have that draws us closer to God, we get tried. And it's not a surprise to God that we get tried. In fact, I think often it is his plan, part of his plan, that we get tried. And this trying will refine us, it will prove us, and it will equip us for ministry. Because ministry can be quite challenging. People will misunderstand. They will have false accusations against us. They will spread false rumors against us. Even the people that we're trying to help will turn against us sometimes. So these difficult, trying times prior to ministry or whatever else we get into are for our good, to prepare us that we not stumble later on. So when we come into trying times in life, we should rejoice that God is strengthening us and preparing us for whatever else that we face in life is for our good. God desires in this life that we be tempted of the devil. This may be surprising to you, but he had this on purpose for Jesus, and Jesus was our perfect example. And if Jesus needed it, surely we need it too. And we must learn how to walk victoriously through whatever temptations we face, whatever trials, whatever difficulties that the devil brings upon us. We must learn how to victoriously walk through those. And as we learn that, we are so much more able to face more in life and to be more used of God in life and to be more victorious and more sanctified and equipped and fruitful. Let's look at how the devil tempted him. First, Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Quite an incredible length of time to be fasting, but it is possible. Humanly speaking, it is possible. People have done it. I don't believe he went without water. We couldn't go that long without water other than through some miracle. And there could have been miracles involved here, but Jesus was fully God and fully human. You don't understand it, but he was a human being, and he functioned as a human being. He got hungry, he got tired, he had to sleep, all those things that we need to do. So I believe his fasting was humanly possible. But I have never gone near as long as 40 days and 40 nights in fasting, but you can. They say that after a few days, your stomach somewhat shuts down, and you actually don't feel that hunger nearly as keenly for a long time. You don't have much strength, but you can, you know, you can keep drinking water, and your stomach is just zoned out. It's retired. It's not doing anything. And they say after about 40 days, something kicks in, where all of a sudden that hunger comes back in a tremendously strong, powerful way. It's a human survival thing that we just couldn't go too much longer than 40 days. And once we've gone that long, that hunger thing kicks in to where we desperately do want food now, and we desperately need it. This is where Jesus was. He was hungry. And I believe that he was quite hungry. And then the tempter came to him, the devil, and said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." Now, why couldn't Jesus just have proven to him that he was the Son of God and turned the stones into bread? What would have been wrong with that? I think there's a lesson here. The devil is very, very subtle. He wants to start in wherever he can start in with us. Even if that's just a seemingly harmless little command in how to help ourselves. But if we give him that start, if we give him an ear, just for that much, he will surely come back and ask greater things and tempt us in greater ways and drag us into deeper sin. And Jesus was completely free from sin. He lived a life free from sin. And this is a key. Even in very, very small, seemingly small things that the devil tries to get us to do, we must refuse. We must not give him as much as a little finger, because he will only want more. And another lesson is, do not listen to the devil. Do not receive any direction from him. Don't get into his program one little bit. Jesus knew this, that it wouldn't work. You just don't listen to the devil. You don't do what he says. He always has sinister, goals in mind. He only wants to hurt you. He's not there for your good. He didn't care that Jesus was hungry. He wasn't wanting to feed him and see him be better off than he was there. He wanted to overcome him. He wanted to defeat him. He wanted to kill him. Jesus knew that, and we should know it too. And this was a challenge. If you are the Son of God, do this. And he probably comes to us in the same way. If you are the child of God, prove yourself. Do this. Don't listen to him one little bit. Just remind him that you are in Christ and that he was defeated. The devil was defeated in Jesus. Jesus was nailed to the cross by his tactics, by the devil's will. And the devil tried to kill him. And he was killed. The devil thought he was victorious, and Jesus was defeated. But 3 days later, Jesus rose from the grave, resurrected into new life, into new body. And the devil was surely, surely, surely very defeated. He was. And we must remember that. The devil is defeated in Christ. As we are in Christ, the devil will be defeated. He does not have any power over us when we abide in Christ. And Jesus' answer, Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." He was quoting a scripture in Deuteronomy. Let me find that reference again. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. I encourage you to go to Deuteronomy 8 and read that portion of scripture. It's also very inspirational, the portion that Jesus quoted from. But the Bible says that the Word of God, how does it say? When we take the full armor of God, we are to take the Word as the sword. Let me find this. It's in Ephesians chapter 6, about the whole armor of God. It says, "And take the helmet of salvation," in verse 17, "and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Jesus knew what it takes to overcome the devil. It's the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We quote the Word of God. We stand on it. We cling to it. That's the way we'll overcome. You know, the whole armor of God is also very inspirational. It, girt your loins about with truth. Have on the breastplate of righteousness. Have your feet shod with the gospel of peace. Have the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation. Those are all things to protect us. And there's one thing that we can go forward with and conquer. One thing that we can be on the offense, that we can take ground for the Lord. And that's the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So let's use that. Let's remember that we can only live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We can live by the Bible. Even now, if God says we live, we will live. If God says we won't, we won't. And we need to rely on him. We need to realize very heavily and strongly that we are living by the power and by the mercy of God. And we are not our own. We are bought with a price. So let us live this day and each day for him. Tomorrow I plan to come back and continue to look at this, at how the devil tempted Jesus, and go on down through there in Matthew chapter 4. So God bless you. Have a great day. Be in the Lord and be encouraged. Amen.